This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. May 17th is the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. It's a day set aside to raise awareness of LGBT rights worldwide. Last year, commemorations of the day took place in more than 120 countries. One of the global unions which has been at the forefront in the struggles to win respect for LGBT rights is Education International. EI is the global union for teachers and other education workers. Here's Naomi Goldberg, a Chicago researcher on LGBT issues, speaking at an EI conference.
So what are the sort of long-term outcomes of employment discrimination for LGBT adults? On the face of it, we see lower wages. Transgender people with incomes less than $10,000, which in the U.S., it's virtually impossible to live on that. 15% of transgender people reported income at that level compared to 4% of the general population. So nearly a four times higher rate. Of LGBT adults, 35% have incomes less than $24,000 compared to 24% of non-LGBT adults. So certainly employment discrimination, as well as many of the other things I mentioned earlier, have an economic impact on LGBT people in terms of wages themselves. Finally, we see much higher rates of poverty for LGBT people. 7.6% of women in same-sex couples are living in poverty compared to 4.3% of different-sex married couples. When you look at kids living in families, kids raised by male same-sex couples, nearly one quarter are living in poverty. And some of that has to do with the race of same-sex couples who are raising kids. They're much more likely to be African-American and Latino. And we in the U.S. have a huge economic and income disparity across race lines. Women in same-sex couples have much higher rates of poverty than other couples. And again, this speaks to intersectional issues. Some of this is that women in general just make less. So when you have two women, they make less than a man and a woman. They make less than two men. But some of this is also, discrimination against women in the labor market, discrimination against lesbians in general.
I talked to Ki Cheng Tom about sexual diversity and labor unions. Ms. Tom is a transgendered woman who specializes in working with children. I met her after she spoke at the Education International Conference and asked her how the labor movement could help people struggling with the issues related to sexual diversity.
I think that the labor movement can really be involved in this struggle by ensuring that those who work in education have the resources and standpoint they need to be real supports to the children who are in their care and who are being educated by them. Too often we hear stories of those who work in education, teachers and support staff and other kinds of staff, being restricted, not being given the resources they need to teach in the classroom or the resources to be properly remunerated for the services they provide.
It can be a lonely and difficult task to decide to live openly as an LGBT person, but being active in a union can help. Here is the leader of the LGBT network of Ireland's Chartered Society of Physiotherapists.
I came out in 2003 and realised that life and the workplace is entirely different when you suddenly identify yourself as LGBT and you're in a minority. So I felt I needed to know more and I joined the LGBT network for sort of information and support really. The support that I got meant that I actually used the Equality and Diversity Toolkit that the Chartered Society of Physiotherapy had developed and actually became the trainer for the trust that I work for. From my perspective and my own experiences, you don't appreciate how hard it can be to be a minority until you're actually in that. So from being a married woman and then becoming a minority and part of an LGBT group of people, you don't realise that you actually need the structures there to prevent people from behaving toward you in a negative or unfair way. So that made me really appreciate the importance of trade unionism and how it strives for equality in everything that it does.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.